Methodists are in the news again. If a day goes by that I don't read about Methodists. Policymakers for America's third largest religion, the United Methodist Church, meet today in Cleveland, where they will make crucial decisions on homosexuality, an issue so divisive there's talk of a schism. Over the past few years, the church has been racked by disputes over whether and how to stop members of the clergy from presiding at wedding-style ceremonies for gay couples. That's in defiance of Methodist policy. The church has 8.4 million U.S. members. They hold a general conference every 4 years. Each session since 72 has taken up the issue of homosexuality. But observers think this eighth time could be the watershed. This meeting runs through May 12th, and most legislative action is expected next week. After this general conference, someone will be leaving the denomination, predicted the Reverend Gregory Dell of Chicago. He coordinates a coalition that wants Methodists to accept homosexuality, thinks this conference will adopt that view. Now, Good News Magazine, they're on the opposite side of the issue. They sent delegates a video raising the possibility of a substantial defection of members and clergy if the church accepts homosexuals. The Reverend James Heidinger, president of Good News Magazine, says homosexuality is a sin and must remain a sin. This, unfortunately, is not good news for gay Methodists, who are now forced to subscribe to Bad News Magazine, which says uptight conservative clergy are a pain in the ass. Bad News Magazine takes quite a different view toward homosexuality, concluding that gays have been around since the dawn of mankind and haven't really ruined anyone's day yet. Several Methodist ministers argue that perhaps Methodists may want to try experimenting with letting gays join them temporarily through structured trial periods that could be monitored. These could be called God's little meth labs, where the study of gay meth with straight meth could proceed in a controlled environment. Can gays actually contaminate the fold? That's the question. Let's find out in Meth Lab 2000, an experiment in getting along. See the straight Methodist walking alone. Notice how he's suddenly joined by other straight meth heads. Everything's going along swimmingly. Now here comes a gay meth in the opposite direction. Will there be blending or will there be confrontation? It's a modern meth lab, folks, and you get to witness it along with me, and it's a privilege for all of us. Ready? Here we go. Let's go. The guy is walking. He's joined by the other straight guys. Okay, where's the gay guy? There he is. The gay guy says hi. He asks how everybody's doing. The straight meths say hello. Everyone's fine, thank you. That's it. The first test has proved a success. Gays and straights may be able to coexist. Let's up the ante. We're going to up the ante a little bit. Here comes a gay guy in the same direction now. He asks the straight meth heads if he can join them on their walk to church. They say fine, and the whole crew goes to church services together and worships the Lord in peace. Test number two, a success. Now, the final and most important test. A gay couple, moves into the Methodist neighborhood and takes daily walks through a park where Methodist children routinely play. Uh-oh. Thought we might have trouble here. Yes, we do. Several children, inexplicably, have turned gay, almost through osmosis. Parents try to save them, but it's too late. The parents themselves go gay. Now it's gay city all over the cotton-picking place. What started as one gay couple has turned into an entirely gay congregation. They're singing gay hymns. They're praising a gay god. The whole friggin' community is queer city. Well, the church fathers were right after all, I guess. The gay meths are just going to have to go find a different god. This one is for straights only. Lest the world go to stinking hell in a handbasket!
Hi, Misty.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Listen, I got two concerns with this. Homosexuals allowed into the church members. One of them is, and I think there's a misconception, most churches are not trying to keep gay people out of them, but they're trying to keep them out as far as practicing the homosexuality. Churches are not meant for Christians only. They're meant for people who are sinners. You go there, you hope you find Christ.
You make it sound as though Christians aren't sinners.
Well, no, they are. Oh. No, they're sitting there. Everybody's human. They do fail. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, you don't have to be a Christian, in other words, to go to church. is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
If but you know, you hope you go there to find God and be saved, and since sin is considered a sin, I mean, since homosexuality is considered a sin,
by whom?
And we hope to convert somebody,
by whom?
You know. The second thing.
No, by
the,
whom is it considered?
By whom?
Yeah.
By. Why is it a sin? Is that what
no,
you mean by that?
You said homosexuality is considered a sin. I said by whom?
Oh, by God.
How
it's right in
that?
The Bible.
Yeah, but how do you know what God thinks?
Well, because he put it in the Bible.
He didn't write the Bible.
Well, what's the word I'm looking for? He inspired the Bible. It's written by man, but it was inspired by God.
So that means since it was written by man that it's not perfect.
Oh, absolutely. It's not perfect, but it's the best thing that we've got to go on.
There's a good possibility that God may actually really like gays, and the people who are mistreating them are the sinners.
He likes everybody. There's no doubt about that, but he doesn't like sin, and that is considered a sin.
According to
the church indoctrination. I mean, it's always been that way, and I have to agree with that. It's like, why would God create a man and a woman if he thought men and men should be together and women should be together? He created them to reproduce,
yeah.
And they can't do that if they're breeding with one another.
Why would God create priests, for God's sakes? They can't produce kids either.
Well, I don't know if I agree with the Catholic religion not allowing priests to be married. I mean, I go to a Nazarene church, and our pastors are allowed to be married. So,
mm-hmm. Why would he create homosexuality in the first place?
Well, he didn't.
Sure,
homosexuality is created by sinful lust for the flesh.
No, if you actually talk to people who have had to deal with it, they would tell you that it was the last thing in the world they wanted to have to deal with. They would have paid dearly to be anything but gay because of the abuse they took, but that's just the way it turned out. And since God created them that way, God created homosexuality, son of a gun. How can he create something like that and then have it at the same time be some horrible sin?
Well, he didn't create it. I don't agree that they just... I don't agree that it's a medical condition or a pre-thought, you know, that's in their mind from the get-go. It's something that they had to get used to.
Dave, that's because you're straight. You have no point of reference for this. You like women, so you just assume they should. But you've never been gay, so you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Now, actually, I do know what I'm talking about,
because
I belong to the church. I'm a Christian in the church, and I don't agree that it should be brought into it. I think that people who are outside the church, such as yourself, who are enforcing the gays into a church that you don't even belong to, I don't think you guys have anything to stand on.
I'm not. I wasn't forcing anybody into anything. I was just saying the idea that people know what God thinks on this issue is a flaming joke.
Well, I think that people that are not in the church
into the mind
of
God, they,
you know, have an opinion on it.
There's a great old adage, man thinks and God laughs. And I think God's laughing his ass off right now. All right, back to the news.